Now, Simeon.
Simeon?
Do we think Simeon was excited? Doesn't really come across as sort of being massively excited in the reading, does he?
But if we just have that verse up on screen,
it tells us that Simeon, who lived in prayerful expectancy of help for Israel. And so I think this is something that he had been waiting for quite a long time. And we really get a clue when Simeon starts to talk, don't we? He says, God, you can now release your servant. Release me in peace as you have promised. Now, in some of the other translations, it actually says, I can now die happy. Effectively, that's what he's saying. He's been waiting so long for Jesus, to see Jesus, and now he's happy. He can give up his service in the temple, and he can actually die. And there's a whole song which we sing called the Nunc Dimittis, which basically is Simeon's words, saying, God, I'm happy now, I've seen Jesus, now I'm happy to die. And I was wondering, what do you get excited about? I don't imagine for a moment that you're going to get excited about dying, but what do you get excited about? Just think for a moment. And if you were to cast your mind back, where are we? If you were to cast your mind back 5 weeks, just over a month ago, what were you excited about then? What was anyone excited about 5 weeks ago? Yeah? Christmas you were excited about.
Brandy butter.
Brandy butter, okay. Okay, very good for the waistline. What are we excited about now? Are we excited about coming to school tomorrow? Sorry, Mrs. Berkeley, you may wish to block your ears at this moment. Who's excited about coming to school tomorrow? I don't see too many hands up. So what are we looking forward to at the moment? What are we getting excited about? What do you get? You're excited because your teacher is going to let your class cook. Ooh, that sounds good. What else are we excited about? What? This is the result of your x-ray. We'll pray for that. Gee, what are you... Your grandchildren coming to stay. Lovely. And we got a clue in there as well, haven't we? Half term. How about holidays? Are we excited about holidays? What are you excited about, Lottie? We've got two other schools, so lots of children gathering together. What are you excited about? You're excited about Christmas already. That's tremendous. That's absolutely wonderful. Normally after Christmas, I start to think about Easter. We get the Easter eggs in the shops. And so, who's getting excited about Easter? Because we've got holidays then as well, haven't we? More holidays. Hooray, we like holidays. Okay, so there are a number of things there that we're getting excited about. We worry about things too, though, don't we? Who's worried about something? I dare say Phyllis might be worried about the outcome of her x-ray. Ian's worried about something. Ooh, teeth out. We don't like teeth out, do we? No. Boo hiss for dentists. Okay. I've got here a little jar of worries. Luckily it is sealed, so I'm not going to get too wet. Tessa's looking worried. I did test it beforehand. And I think that's sort of quite symbolic of our worries, isn't it? Because our worries get everywhere and they can sort of sweep us away. So I think that worries are quite like water. Now then, if my life is full of worries and I find something as exciting as Simeon did, what's going to happen if I drop this thing which I'm so excited about into my worries? If I do it from a great height, my Bible will get very wet And Mrs. Birch would probably give me a slap or detention or something. I could just sort of rest my worries, my excitement gently on top of my worries, but I'm not getting the full benefit of the excitement there, really. So I'm going to take my excitement out and put it to one side for a moment. And I'm going to put the top back on my worries so they don't overtake me. Now, there are lots of different excitements. We could get excited about little stuff. I've got some sand in here. How many grains of sand do we think I've got in here? I didn't count them as I put them in. But you've got an awful lot. There's a tiny little bit of room in the jar there. But basically, it's pretty full, isn't it? And again, if I was to try and fit something that I'm getting really excited about into all the other little things which I've got excited about, which I've filled my life with, again, it won't fit, is it? Will it? If I was to try and shut the lid, it's not going to work. So, if we fill our lives with little things that we get excited about, when something really big comes along, we haven't got room for it. Now, we could fill our lives with something a bit bigger than our sand. We haven't got quite as many stones in here as we had grains of sand in the other jar. But, again, it's full. Our jar there is full. So if we fill our lives with, if you like, medium-sized things to get excited about, I don't know what you might think a medium-sized thing is, but maybe being allowed to cook in class is a medium-sized thing. Maybe having two other schools coming to visit your school is a medium-sized thing. But again, if we fill our lives with medium-sized things, the big things won't fit in. So, what are we going to do? We'll have a nice empty life there to work on. And if we put the big things in first, then the big things will fit, won't they? There's the first of our big things in there. And I've got lots of room left there for more big things to get excited about. Now, I think that what Simeon was excited about would probably qualify as a big thing. And I think Anna was quite excited as well, wasn't she? Anybody who's good at maths? Oh, yes, okay. How old was Anna? Have we got that verse up on screen? We're not actually told, but here we are. Okay, she'd been married for 7 years and a widow for 84. So how many years is that? Yeah? 91. So we know she's at least 91. Okay, she would have been somewhere probably just 15 or 20 maybe when she got married. Okay, so she's over 100. Over 100 years old. What do you think you're going to do if you're 100 years old? I think I'm going to be wanting to take it easy by then, aren't I? What are you going to do, James, when you're 100 years old? You're going to be playing on your DS, or what are you going to be doing? Sorry? You don't know. What are you going to be doing, Zoe? You're going to buy 20 cats, right? What are you going to do when you're 100? I see. Okay, Lottie's going to do the things that she's always wanted to do. But have we noticed what Anna wanted to do? Again, if we could sort of just have that verse up again, Pete, thank you. She never left the temple area. She spent her time worshipping night and day. She spent her time fasting and praying. So that was a big thing in Anna's life. Okay, somebody, you were excited about Christmas, weren't you? I think that's a big thing. What does Christmas have in the middle of it? What's Christmas all about? One or two hands. You know what's Christmas all about? Jesus was born at Christmas. Okay, so Christmas has Christ at the centre of it. What about our Easter holidays that we're excited about? What's at the centre of that? Absolutely, the resurrection of Jesus. Now, I need some more big things here. Okay. Holidays that we get excited about. Holidays are holy days. Okay, lots of other things that we get excited about. How many more big things have I got here to get excited about? I've got another couple. And I'm going to, these are special big things. Because do you know that God gets excited and the angels in heaven get excited? In Luke 15, verse 7, we read, "I tell you, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who don't need to repent." So, this excitement, this big thing, is the excitement in heaven when we repent. And if I can squeeze one more in, this is God's excitement about you. God wants to know you because he has plans for you, and he's excited about the plans he has for you. So if I can squeeze that one in, I don't think I'm going to get any more big things into that jar now, am I? So do we think that jar's full? There's some nods and one or two shakes of the head. Okay, I think we could probably, having fitted all the big stuff in, the really big things, because we've put them in, we can still fit some of these other things in around them. So although we've put the big stuff in, I'm going to make a terrible mess now. Oh, look. And if I shake those down, I'll probably get a few more in. Okay, so put the big things in first, and we can still fit a lot of the medium-sized things in. Is this a full jar? No, it's not, is it? So we can now, having put the medium-sized things in, we can put a lot of the little stuff in, the little things that we get excited about. It's seeping down slowly. If I give it a bit of a shake again, we got a bit more space for the little things there. Ooh, almost spilt it. Now, do we think that that's a full jar? It looks pretty full to me, doesn't it? Ugh. Who reckons I can fit some more in there? Ooh, what am I going to put in there now? Absolutely. So we've filled our jar with the big things, the things that really matter. Then around those we fit the next biggest things that we're getting excited about, and then the smaller things that we get excited about. And Kev, I'll talk to you later about what's going through your mind, because it's like an open book. Okay, and now I still have space. Ooh. My water is bubbling down slowly. I'm not going to pour too much more of it in there because I'll make a terrible mess. But you can see that it is seeping slowly down. So we've still got, I'll put the top on it and I'll hold it up so you can see it. Okay, you can see the water seeping down there. So there is still quite a bit of space. I reckon I could fit most of that water in. But as I say, I'm not going to continue making a mess of your hall.
okay.
So it's a question of priorities. Simeon's priority, Anna's priority, they were both God. Simeon serving in the temple, Anna prophesying in the temple. And it's important that we put the big things into our lives first. And one of the biggest things you can put into your life is God. Because He loves you, He has plans for you, and He wants to know you. Let me finish with a few verses from Luke chapter 12. This is Jesus talking. Jesus said to his followers, "So I tell you, do not worry about the food you need to live or about the clothes you need in order for your body. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothes. Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest. They don't have storerooms or barns, but God feeds them. And you are worth so much more than the birds. You cannot add any time to your life by worrying about it. If you cannot do even the little things, then why worry about the big things? Consider how the lilies grow. They don't work or make clothes for themselves. But I tell you, even Solomon, with his riches, was not dressed as beautifully as one of these flowers. God clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today, but tomorrow is thrown into the fire. How much more will God clothe you? Don't have so little faith. Don't always think about what you will eat or what you will drink. Don't keep worrying. All the people in the world are trying to get these things, but God knows that you need them. And this is the crucial bit. But seek God's kingdom first, and all the other things you need will be given to you. Put the big things in your life first. The little things will fit in around them. Seek first the kingdom of God.